Wisconsin's influenza coordinator says manufacture of a vaccine that could prevent avian flu in humans is still in its preliminary stages. Tom Haupt says health officials are preparing for a potential pandemic from avian flu. Haupt says even if a vaccine is available, supplies will be limited at first.
They don't want to make mass doses of vaccine for the simple reason that this particular strain, for example, the one we're dealing with in Southeast Asia, could actually go away and another one could reemerge.
Haupt says health departments are preparing for the likelihood of a pandemic. In fact, they're already taking precautions.
We have implemented enhanced surveillance for avian influenza in Wisconsin. And what that means is we're concentrating on people who have returned from Southeast Asia who may have influenza-like illness symptoms. Anyone who does have a fever or a cough that has returned from Southeast Asia, we are asking that those people be tested. And we can get test results back within 24 hours whether or not it's avian influenza.
Haupt says a state pandemic influenza preparedness document is prepared. He says the last pandemic was in 1968. The most serious one was in 1918 when hundreds of thousands of people died worldwide.
We don't expect a pandemic to be nearly that devastating for the simple reason that we do have better diagnostics, we do have better antivirals, and we do have antibiotics that can prevent people from getting secondary bacterial infections, which apparently was one of the main reasons that we had so many deaths back in 1918.
Besides a statewide plan, Haupt says the health department is encouraging local health departments in Wisconsin to do the same.
We're going to be asking them to look at what to do with the limited amount of vaccine that is put together, putting a protocol together as to who gets it first. They're also going to be very much involved with surveillance and helping out the Division of Public Health to really understand to what degree the pandemic has gone in their particular area. So the constant communication with the Division of Public Health and the locals is going to be very essential.
Meanwhile, Haupt says avian flu transmission among humans hasn't yet been confirmed, despite many cases in southeastern Asia, where the death rate has been 70%.
What they're calling it is probable transmission, meaning they cannot, with 100% assurance, say that it's confirmed between person to person. But there was one particular family where the evidence points towards transmission between human to human, but it's been very, very limited and only in that isolated case.
The director of La Crosse County's health department says many improvements have been made to respond to major flu outbreaks in the past couple years. Doug Mormon says locally a mass immunization clinic was held to practice, though in the case of avian flu there may not be enough vaccine. But Mormon says other measures are available.
Health departments have the authority to ask theaters and schools and other places of public gathering to cease public gathering to reduce the transmission of disease. We could encourage the public to wear masks, for example. We could ask churches to not meet so as to prevent the transmission of disease. It depends, you know, on what the kind of disease is that we're working with.
Mormon says health departments also have quarantine authority. He says medication is available to reduce the duration and severity of flu. He says communication among governmental bodies has improved greatly in recent years.
The two healthcare systems here in town, as well as the La Crosse County Health Department and other health departments across the state, are all participants in the process of reporting the incidence of unusual disease. So we're responsible to report it, and then we are also the recipients of information about other reports that have been being made all across the country and really all across the world.
Mormon says that's evidenced by the information on illnesses that's now available from around the world. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.